Hi, Mike, I'm an alcoholic. And who has the signs? And my sobriety date is November 30th of 2017. And I have a sponsor. And I sponsor someone else. And sponsorship. I was thinking, because we used to ask people to speak and tell their story in 10 minutes, and we would ask them right before the meeting started, and that became a whole thing, and then Isaac asked me to speak right before the meeting started. But I was also thinking that, like, I could come up here and talk about myself on end with no problem, but talking on a topic is really hard, and I'm a teacher. And I stand in front of like 10 and 11-year-olds every day, and I can do that without a problem, but you guys are adults. So this is a little harder. But sponsorship. So, like I said, I have a sponsor. I've had several sponsors. I've had several sobriety dates. And every time I've had a sobriety date, I've had a sponsor. And I think, my experience, the most important part for me in Alcoholics Anonymous is to do the steps. And I can't do those steps by myself. I have to do them with somebody else, and that's a sponsor. And I hear a lot of guys, like, you talk to a new guy and you ask him, does he have a sponsor yet? And he'll say things like, I'm looking for someone who has something that I want. Or I'm just feeling things out. I hear that one a lot. I'm just feeling things out. It's like, you're going to feel your things out all the way to a drink. You know? And we used to say, just close your eyes and point. If it's a dude, he's going to make better choices than you are. And, you know, that it's as simple as that. I think people make getting a sponsor too complicated. It's not like asking a girl out on a date. You're not asking a dude to the prom. Just asking a guy to show you how to do the steps, and if that guy's been through the steps, then he knows how to do it, you know? I have also never, I never switched sponsors. Every time that I was sober, I kept the same sponsor the whole time. I think what always ends up happening for me is I just stopped talking to that sponsor. I think once you get through the steps, one of the most important things to do is to, of course, carry the message to another alcoholic and stay current with your sponsor. I've heard it said that you should have, like, two or three people in your life that don't need a backstory when you talk to them. Like, you can catch them up to where you are right now, and they know everything that happened before that. And for me, that's got to be my sponsor. I can't call my sponsor up with a problem, and he doesn't know all the stuff that happened before that. You know, I've got to stay current with my sponsor. I got to call him on a regular basis. And you know, I'm just as guilty as anyone else. I don't do it as often as I should. I definitely don't take written 10-step inventories as often as I should. I certainly recommend them a lot. I tell other people to do it. I was talking to I'm sponsoring this guy now, and I was talking to him, and he was kind of going on a little bit. And finally, when he stopped, I said, hey, when's the last time you took a written inventory? And he said something about writing in a journal or something. I was like, yeah, but what about selfish, dishonest, resentful, afraid? You know, how it's in the book. When's the last time you did that? Well, I don't know. Well, let's try doing that next time you call, you know? And I remember calling my sponsor one time, and I was doing the same thing, just going on, just complaining about life, and he asked me, well, when's the last time you were resentful about something? And when was the last time you were dishonest? And I was like, oh, he's talking to me like a new guy, you know, and I should probably write these things down, or at least have them in my mind before I call my sponsor, you know? Should know what my inventory is before I call them. As far as sponsoring other people, I don't have a lot of experience with that. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm incredibly selfish. I think about myself a lot. And I see other guys talking, the new guys, and I was like, well, he's got it taken care of. I don't need to get involved with that. Or, you know, I'll think to myself, I wonder where that guy lives. Like, he's probably going to need a ride. He probably doesn't live anywhere near me. I'm probably going to have to go pick him up. Oh, look, someone else is talking to him already. So I've had sponsorship direction from multiple sponsors to look for the guy who looks like he's out of place and doesn't feel like he belongs in Alcoholics Anonymous, and you bring him into the fold. That's what we're supposed to do here. And too often, I'm more comfortable talking to my friends or thinking about myself or what I'm going to have for dinner or what I'm going to do when I get home or what's on TV or whatever else. I'm just not a good example when it comes to that. I will say, I do have one sponsee. This is sponsoring him for a while now. I couldn't tell you how long, but it's been over a year, I think. And it's a great experience. One of the things people talk about is if you want to have long-term sobriety in Alcoholics Anonymous, you have to give it away. You can't, I always thought, I had long-term sobriety in Alcoholics Anonymous before. I didn't sponsor a lot of guys. But I did get drunk, after that. And so there might be something to that as far as, doing all 12 of the steps thoroughly. And sponsoring other people, taking them through the steps, it is a very... A lot of people say rewarding. That's not the word I would use. It's interesting. I'll say that. It's interesting. And up until this guy, I had never listened to a fourth step or fifth step. And that was an interesting experience. I'll say that when I did my fifth step, I had a lot of weird stuff on there. Stuff that I didn't really want to talk about, Ryan's laughing because he probably knows some of it. And I remember getting in a car with my sponsor and being like, man, this guy is either going to look at me like I'm crazy or he's just going to take it, and he did. He didn't look at me like I was crazy. He didn't say anything about it. He's said a couple things since then, but nothing that night. And so I had an example of how to do a fifth step when I did a fifth step with somebody else. And the last thing I'll say is, when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't know how to have relationships with other people. I didn't know how to be a friend. I didn't know how to be a person among other people. And I've always believed that by working the steps, the first relationship I could have is with a sponsor. And once I've built that bond, then I can go on and, be a better person. But without doing that fourth and fifth step, I just don't think I would have gotten that bond with my sponsor. And that's why it's so important, so very, very vitally important for sobriety to work the steps and then not sit on getting a sponsor. Get a sponsor right away. If you don't get along with the guy or you don't like the guy's sobriety down the road, who cares? Get somebody else. Fire them. Happens all the time. But I think what you'll find is you'll get through the steps and you'll stay sober. And that's why you're here, right? It's because I destroyed my life with alcohol and drugs, and I don't want to do that anymore. And the only way to stop doing that is by working the steps. And the only way to work the steps is with a sponsor. Because if you sit down and try and do it by yourself, you're just an idiot talking to an idiot. There's no point in doing it. And so, that's all I got. Thanks.